Now let's talk about what is media buying. So media buying is essentially a process of acquiring media space such as a time slot or an advertising space or an endorsement. So it's basically a process of acquiring a media, whether it's a space or a time slot or an endorsement, right? Media buying is typically the execution or the last stage of the plan, right? Wherein we actually negotiate for the rates and then deploy the media according to the bot rates, right? So it's basically the execution part of the media plan. So media buyers have need to have a very deep awareness of the industry. They need to have a wide network of connections, and obviously the relationship with media vendors is very important, because a lot of things in media buying are dependent on the existing relationships that a media buyer will have with the media owners. What are the tasks that a media buyer need to have? Okay, like we were speaking about, right? The first thing that they need to have is that they need to develop good relationship with the vendors. This is very practical, because based on the ongoing relationships, even the media vendors give the best rates to the media buyers if they have a good relationship. Negotiating for best placements. So it's not only about it's not only about buying the best rates, but it's also one of the media buyer's job to place our spots in a way that we get the maximum ratings or maximum ROI from that ad. So negotiating the placement rates is also very important. Then as the campaign, when we implement the campaign and when the campaign is ongoing, we need to track and tweak the campaigns, right? Because not everything goes according to what we plan, right? So for example, let's say if it's a TV plan and we have implemented that during let's say period of Diwali, so we know that there's already a scarcity of inventory. In this case, even media owners, they have a pressure to service for other advertisers, and because of which, if we have scheduled for like 100 spots, they may be able to only service 70 spots out of it. But that is not working for me as a media agency, right? Or as a media planner. So that is where a media buyer can actually go and speak to the media owners and convince them to run our spot instead of other advertiser spots. That's very practical, that thing to happen, right? So tracking and tweaking campaigns is also important, and media buyer helps media planner with that. And then negotiating the best deals for the best slots. It's not only the best slots that a media buyer negotiates for, but then there are certain other things apart from the spots, like there are brand integrations, there are sponsorships that happen. For that also, a media buyer kind of evaluates and negotiate for the best possible deals. But before a media buy happen, media buyers must, it's a must that they need to perform a research to optimize the ROI for their client. Important aspects of media buying process is that they have to develop a personal relationship with the vendors. Even with the media planners, they need to have a good relationship, and even with the channel owners, so that there's a sync that happens in between, and as a result, best media plans get executed. Now let's understand digital media buying in brief. So digital media buying is basically purchasing digital advertisement like a space or an impression from a media owner. There are two ways of doing this. There are two ways of buying media on digital. It could be a direct buy, or it could happen through a programmatic buy. Now, direct media buy, we've already discussed about before. It's kind of a IO, basically an insertion order. In this case, a buyer contacts the media owner and, buys space, through, there's human interaction basically that happens in direct media buying. Obviously, you know, there could be a website or there could be an app that has a space for advertising, and then they want to sell it, right? So in this case, the media buyer gets in touch with that media owner and, you know, buys that manually. It's a human interaction that happens. So even today, right, although we mentioned that programmatic is like 40%, a lot of buys still happen directly, you know, for my own set of accounts that I handle, you know, a lot of OTT buys that we do it directly by calling up the OTTs like, let's say, Z5 or Hotstar and buying space from them. Because in certain cases, there could be efficiencies when you actually, you know, buy directly from them basis your existing relationships, right? So direct buying is there, and then this programmatic media buying, which is obviously evolving. It has kind of evolved. So in 2017, programmatic buying was almost 15 or 17%, to right now it's 40%. So which clearly shows the kind of growth that programmatic buying has gotten. Also, advertisers are also preferring programmatic media buying. What is programmatic media buying? It basically, you know, it automizes the media buying and ad placements. It basically an automatic media buying and ad placement process. You know, we don't have to have a human connect to get this media buying and placement of the ads done. So in the programmatic space, right, there are apart from the advertiser and publisher, the advertiser and the publisher or the media owner, there are three other things. There's DSP, there's an ad network or an ad exchange, and then there is SSP. So DSP is basically demand side platform. SSP is a server side platform, right? So a DSP is basically what we mean by DSP is that an advertiser, okay, will make a demand that they need inventory, and DSP will help get that inventory from the media owners through a server side platform, right? Yeah. So talking about the parties that are involved in the programmatic, this advertiser, who basically is the company who want to run the paid ads, right? This publisher, which could be basically a website or any digital platform that want to sell their ads or that has the ability of displaying the ads, right? There's DSP, which is a demand side platform, which we just spoke about. So one of the examples of DSP is that Google's DV360. Now, you can consider DV360 as a dashboard or as a platform wherein you can log into and you can actually, you know, enter the budgets. You can select what TG you want to target, what is the maximum, you know, CPM that you are willing to pay. And then you can actually implement your campaign, or you can implement your campaign through that DSP. There's ad network in between. We'll talk about ad network in a bit, but before that, let's talk about a server supply side platform or a server side supply side platform. So there are multiple media vendors, right? This SSP or supply side platform is basically connected to those multiple media vendors, right? So an SSP will know that how much of inventory that is there with the media owners, right? Now this DSP, there's SSP, and in between there's an ad network or an ad exchange, right? So when a DSP says that, you know, I have this advertiser who wants to buy ad space and they are willing to pay X amount of CPM, right? So this ad network, this then information is passed on to the ad network or ad exchange, which then decides, right, that, you know, hey, SSP, there's an advertiser who wants to, you know, get an advertising slot, and they're willing to pay so much of money. Are you willing to provide that info, that space to them? If a particular site agrees to that, then that space is getting allocated to that advertiser. So basically, this ad network or ad exchange kind of acts as a mediator in between a DSP and an SSP. So when it comes to the buying of programmatic media, right, there are four different types. There's real-time bidding or an open auction. There's private marketplace, a PMP, or there's preferred deals, or there's programmatic guaranteed. We'll just discuss each of them right now. So a real-time bidding or an open exchange, right? It's basically, you know, it's open to all the advertisers and sellers alike. So there are all the advertisers out there who can choose to advertise on any of the media owners or media media publications, right? So that's basically a real-time bidding wherein you know, it's open for all advertisers and open for all sellers. They can and the ad exchange in between, it decides who gets the slot based on the highest bids. Okay, so that's an open exchange or a real-time bidding that happens. Then there's a concept called PMP or private marketplace. Now in this case, what happens is that there are certain you know, there are certain media publications, premium media publications, who would want only certain kind of advertisers to advertise on their website. Okay, so a very vague example, but let's say this website called Vogue.com. Now Vogue decides that, you know, they do not want to display any you know, Pan Supari ads on their website. Okay, so Vogue as a media owner can specify that, okay, that, you know, I only want lifestyle brands advertising on my website. So I only probably want Myntra to advertise on me. I only want some apparel companies to advertise on me. So that's basically a condition. It comes with a condition, and it's also vice versa, that, you know, me as an advertiser probably would want to be displayed only on certain kind of publication and not all kinds of website, right? So that's basically a private marketplace wherein advertisers are selective, the media owners are also selective. Then comes the preferred deals. This is where, you know, the publisher sometimes sells the slot to advertisers in a closed deals without an auction, that there is no bidding that happens, but it happens programmatically. There is no obviously there is human involvement, but it is not so much that, you know, you actually manually need to send the creatives, you need to send the insertion order. That doesn't have to happen. So that's a preferred deal wherein, you know, publishers directly sells the slot to the advertisers, but through programmatic system. And then there is last thing, which is programmatic guaranteed. Okay, now programmatic guaranteed, you can essentially consider that as a direct media buying, but so basically there's only one advertiser and then there is one a media owner. So it's kind of a direct deal, however that is forged through the programmatic system, or that happens through a DSP. Now if we have to distinguish, you know, between media planning and media buying, so the first thing is that media planning, right, it's the initial stage. Media buying can be considered, media planning can be considered as an initial stage, which involves both media planning and media buying. Because in order to even make a first cut plan, I will need to have, you know, first cut rates in place, right, based on the historic campaigns that we have executed. So it involves both media planning and media buying, and it's the first stage of media planning. However, media buying comes after a media plan is made, right? So it's kind of a last stage. It's towards the fag end, okay? Then second thing is that a planner creates the plan based on the client's requirement. You know, a planner takes the requirements from the client and makes the plan accordingly. Buyer, on the other hand, will work on the plan that a media planner has made, right? Then, you know, media planning is basically a process of determining which channels or which platforms that they want so that they can reach out to the right TG, right? Media buying, on the other hand, will take those channels or take those platforms and then negotiate those rates and purchase those media channels. That's basically an execution part. Media planning is relatively, I wouldn't call it simple, but it's relatively routine because, you know, there are all, you know, historic references of media plans. So media plan can be created using those historic references, but media buying, it has to happen. It has to refresh for every new campaign, because for every new campaign that comes in, they will need to get in touch with the media owners and negotiate the rate. So that's not so routine. They have to get in touch with the media owners every time a new campaign comes up. So that's basically a gist of media, what a media planning is and media buying is. So now this kind of marks the end of our media planning and buying course. Thank you so much.